Cale Clark here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Relevant Radio and get a free phone. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
And this is the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. So glad you're with me today. Well, let's begin this hour as we always do every hour during our Pledge Drive week by praying for Our Lady's intercession, not only for the success of this Pledge Drive, but also for an end to abortion in America. Let's pray the Memorare together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I've got a very special guest who will be joining me in just a moment, but first I want to give out the phone number, the studio line, in case you want to talk to him, and I'm sure that you will have questions for him. 1-888-914-9149 is the number to call to talk to me toll-free on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. You can also email the program, Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com, and you can follow me on Twitter, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E, and the show account is at Cale Clark Show. It's also a great place to send your questions, show ideas. We love to hear from you, our listeners. And as I said before, I've got a very special guest today. It's somebody who has not been on the program in a while, and so I'm really excited to talk to him. He's our executive director and the host of the Family Rosary Across America. Father Rocky Hoffman is my guest. Father Rocky, it's been too long. So glad to be with you.
Great to be with you, Cale. Thanks so much. I really love your show. I listen to it whenever I can, and usually it's in traffic driving home in the evening, and often I'll hear you during traffic jams, and I wonder how many other cars out there are listening to you. I do my part. I put my bumper sticker on my car, and I hope one day we'll get billboards out there, too, promoting your show.
Oh, well, that's very, very kind, and I mean, for some people, it might be penance to be stuck in a car with me in a traffic jam, but hey, I'm glad to be spending the time with you in the evenings. And obviously, Father, the Pledge Drive theme this week is Give from the Heart. And I really wanted to ask you, Father, about the spirituality of this Pledge Drive. And here's what I mean by this. Let's say, just for argument's sake, that Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, and Warren Buffett, let's say they all converted to Catholicism tomorrow and said, you know what? We're going to become Orthodox Catholics. We're going to be faithful to the church. And the other thing we're going to do is donate everything that we own and every penny that we have to Relevant Radio. Let me put it to you this way, Father. If we didn't have to raise a penny for the rest of our lives, for the next, I don't know, 1,000 years, would it still be a good idea to have this stewardship pledge drive?
You know, I like the way you think, because often I'll ask people, what would you do if you have $1 billion? What would you do if you had another $1 billion? Now, you put those guys together, you might have $1 trillion, right?
That's right.
So that really expands your way of thinking. So I have said before, even if we were rolling in dough, and we aren't, we never have been, we would still come to our listeners every 3 months, every quarter, and ask them to make a donation, to make a support, because we're inviting them to make a sacrifice, because that's the way Jesus gets involved in our life. So if you look at the beginning of our Lord's public ministry, he wanted to reach the people. The people were pushing him towards the edge of the sea. He saw two boats. He got into one of them, which was Peter's, and he said, would you put out a little from the land? So he asked Jesus, Peter, to make a sacrifice, inconvenience his life so he could help Jesus, and that way Jesus could reach the people. And then he said to Peter, now go out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch. And so when the Lord gets involved in our life, he asks us to cooperate, to help. And I've told people many times before, I'm grateful that people have asked me, invited me to make sacrifices, because it actually increases my joy. And I tell people, when we're generous, our joy increases and our sorrow decreases, because as we give, in a sense, we're a bit lighter, and the balloon rises higher because we're not weighed down as much with fear and worry, And that's how God works. But that's an interesting thing. What would we do with $1 trillion? All right. I
could probably
spend it pretty quickly. First thing I'd do is I'd buy big FM stations all over the country because FM are really great. You know, we're very grateful we're on AM stations, but FM stations. And you could probably get a sufficient number of stations for $1 billion. Next thing I'd do is I'd buy all of the billboards in this country, you know, a couple billion there. Then what would I do? You know, I would corner the market on information. And I would make sure the information out there is good information, inspiring information, useful information, helpful information, in its core, really Christian information, because we live in the information age. I think the big chunk of our economy is related to information. Mm-hmm. If you take a look at the biggest companies, you know, so whether it's Amazon or Facebook or Apple or all the rest, it's information. So we're in that information age, and Relevant Radio is part of it, and the Lord wants us to be in this. And what we're trying to do is give people useful information, good information, true information, helpful information, because as we come closer to Christ and his teachings, knowledge, it actually helps us. It increases our joy, makes us happier.
I love it. I love it. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. My guest is Father Rocky Hoffman, not only the host of the Family Rosary Across America, which is coming up later this evening, but he's also, of course, the CEO, Executive Director of Relevant Radio. And I kind of look at your life, Father, and I think that God, in some ways, maybe providentially prepared you for what you're doing right now. Before you became a priest, you were pretty familiar with budgets, dollars and cents, because you were a professional accountant. A lot of people might not know that, but you were ordained by St. John Paul II. I'd love to ask you what that was like, but he's also...
That was a great day.
I can imagine.
That was a great day.
Oh, man, I can't even imagine what that... I've seen pictures of it. And your hair is a different color, but... But hey, that happens to all of us, right? And one thing is true about JP, too, is that he's one of the patron saints of Relevant Radio. And I want talk to me about that, about how the mission that we have to evangelize that he called for in the world. How does our pledge drive kind of tie into that, too?
So it's interesting because we've got some very smart people on our board of directors. One of them in particular, Julie Kramer, was a banker before. And we were talking about getting billboards in cities, right? So 1 out of 10 people who see the billboard may be a practicing Catholic, right?
Right.
And so it doesn't really make sense to buy a billboard if 90% aren't practicing Catholics. They might not be interested. And she said, hey, we're not only interested in the practicing Catholics. We're interested in the people who don't come to church. That's what evangelization is. You know, so in the parishes, they connect with the people who come to the church. And many, I would say, Catholic undertakings almost in a sense, you know, reach out to the people in the pews. But with a radio, you go way beyond that, right? It's in everybody's car. So that was kind of John Paul II saying the new evangelization, go out to the whole world. He was famous for changing the paradigm of the Roman pontiff instead of being a prisoner of the Vatican, which was, you know, a 100-year paradigm because of you know, the events of the 19th century in Italy. He took the word out to the whole world and traveled the whole world. And I remember looking at the picture of the day I was ordained as he's putting his hands on my head. And it's like, he's not looking at me. He's looking at, you know, towards the edge of the crowd, like something way out there. And I've always seen this sort of iconic, you know, okay, that's what we're called to do. But you mentioned a little bit about my business experience beforehand. I did work for a CPA firm called Crowe Chisholm Company. I worked there 3 years. I passed the CPA exam after 3 tries, but I actually never got the certificate because before I got the certificate, I went to Rome to the seminary. But be that as it may, I got exposed to all sorts of different business models, healthcare, manufacturing, auto dealers, banks, for-profits, not-for-profits, real estate, and things like that. And it's absolutely essential that people understand the numbers in something and realize it's not about the top line, it's about the bottom line. And we have to marshal our and steward our resources very carefully because it comes from the hard work and sacrifice of our donors. And I sort of understood intuitively 12 years ago when I got involved in this that if we're going to have a future in this, it's all about scale. You got to be really big, otherwise it's going to be impossible. And the odd thing is, the irony is, to get out of debt, we had to go much deeper into debt. But each time we went deeper into debt, it was a lower percentage of the total. And, you know, God bless their board. Yeah, a little paradox there, right? So what we were most interested in was time. And many times bankers, they're more interested in principal interest. And so we would trade two for one. And we'd say to the bankers and others who support us, we'll give you interest and principal. You get to name that, but we get to name the time. And if you get time on your side, you get space. I'm not trying to be like Pope Francis in this first encyclical. But, you know, it's like a chess game. You need space. You need time. And it's the same thing in the financial world. If you get the time and then you learn how to operate properly, then you can dig yourself out of the hole and expand. But it's a big, big world.
Yeah,
and,
sure is.
We need to be part of it. Right now, one of the great things for us and a great responsibility for all Catholics is we've got two things really going for us at this moment in history, the year 2022. First, we've got the fullness of the faith and the truth in the Catholic Church. That's a big thing. Second, we do this in English, and everybody in the world wants to know and speak English. And that's
right.
Why when we released our app 10 years ago, in a matter of no time, it was downloaded in 192 countries.
Wow.
And it's truly an international thing. And third point here, we live in the information age. About 4.5 billion people in the world have access to the internet. There's another 3 billion or so who don't. That's a technology challenge that I think will be overcome sooner or later. But never before in the history of mankind, womankind too, if you want, can you communicate with some 4.5 billion people at the speed of light?
You know, St. Paul would have done it, that's for sure, to reach the digital continent. It's what we're trying to do also here at Relevant Radio. We'll have much more with Father Rocky, our executive director, right after this quick break. Timory's going to join me for a moment. Hang with us. We'll be right back on The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO of Relevant Radio. If you're a newer listener to Relevant Radio, I'm a numbers guy. I worked as an accountant before becoming a priest. We have a need this week of $3 million, which sounds like a lot, but that's only 17 cents an hour per person listening to us. That's amazingly inexpensive and efficient. We do our very best to use the financial resources that you bless us with wisely. One way you can help us save some money is by becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. You give a set amount every month to Relevant Radio, and that saves us money by reducing the amount of mail we send out. Please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today. You can join us for as little as $25 a month. In this hour, we have matching funds. You can give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or if calling is your only option, give us a call right now at 877-291-0123. Please give from the heart.
Timory here joining the Cale Clark Show, and it's that time of year. It's our pledge drive, and we are asking you to help us achieve a $3 million need that we have to continue to operate here at Relevant Radio. If you would like to donate, the easiest way to support, especially the Cale Clark Show, which we'll get right back to in a moment, is to donate online, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 1-877-291-0123. We have thank you gifts waiting for you based on what you're able to give. And if you give online, the easiest way to give, we'll also give you a special gift, the Joy of Confession, an MP3 to help you learn a little bit more about confession and fall in love with this great sacrament.
Oh, I love it. And you know what? We have some new donors, Timory, who've just come on board. I want to thank Steve in Joliet, Illinois, Elizabeth in Harlington, Texas, who donated $120. And guess what, Timory? You've got the partnership challenge going.
Ooh.
For this hour, that becomes $240 for our mission. Tom in Philly gave $365, came in at that dollar a day level. And Maritza in New York gave $30. Thank you so much for your sacrificial gifts. We appreciate you so much. And here's one little testimony that came from Lupe, who was donating in California, your home state, Timory. She said, I've donated to Relevant Radio, but she's asking us to please pray that she'll find her missing tax papers. All right,
we need to get
St. Anthony on the case here. We've got to throw that in there. And one thing we can say for sure, Lupe, we will send you a tax receipt for your donation. And everybody who donates, that's a side benefit for you. You do get a donation slip. Helps at IRS time. And you can help us bring Christ to the world through the media by calling right now, 877-291-0123. 0123 or going to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Don't forget, every dollar that is raised during this hour of the Cale Clark Show is doubled. You can 2x your impact here on the program for the Kingdom of God. I love it, Timory.
And one special gift we have, if you give $1,200, is we have a statue of the Trinity, a beautiful 8.5-inch statue. Again, at that $1,200 level, that gift is yours as a thank you. So maybe you are someone who can give a little bit more. So that we would love to give to you. Or maybe you can sacrifice a dollar a day at that $365 a day level. You receive the San Damiano crucifix. So please, we're asking you to support. Support us here at Relevant Radio, relevantradio.com. You can see the gifts, decide what you can budget, and give generously. You can also give us a call. The number's 1-877-291-0123. Here's Cale coming right back up.
The world is listening when the Rock in the Millions.
This is The Cale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
That's right. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Millions are listening to The Rock right now on The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. I'm talking about Father Rocky Hoffman, the host of the Family Rosary Across America and our executive director and CEO. I don't know if you've heard that one before, Father Rocky. I didn't want to do Rocky theme, but that was a new one for you.
How about that? Who was that?
That's The Rock. He's a famous wrestler turned actor. He's been in a ton of movies. Hugely influential. You got to get to know The Rock.
Okay.
He needs to come on the show.
I'll put that on my bucket list. Google
this guy. Google this guy.
I mean, I watched professional wrestling when I was in seventh grade, but it's been a while.
Yeah. Listen, that the day that I found out wrestling was fake was a dark day for me. I tell you, I was pretty sad. I was pretty sad, but... I moved on, and we're going to move on here. And Father Rocky, I got to ask you this. You grew up the youngest in a big family. A lot of people might not know that you're the baby of the family. And so family is really important to you. I want to talk about your family and one of the reasons why you decided to call the program the Family Rosary Across America.
Right. And it was something I wanted to do for a long time. And then an opportunity presented itself when we did the merger with American Heart Radio 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. We needed to make some programming changes, and Father Dave Heaney was available to lead the rosary every night at 5 p.m. California time.
Beautiful.
And I thought this was great. And he and Karen Moran co-hosted it for years. I would listen to it sometimes driving home in the evening. On the FM stations, I thought this was great. And then when COVID shut everything down and I couldn't travel at all, and I was up in Green Bay, I figured, well, if I'm going to celebrate Mass at noon, I might as well do the rosary in the evening. And to me, it seemed very appropriate that it's the family rosary, because this was the saying of Venerable Father Patrick Peyton, the rosary priest, the family that prays together stays together. And I remember as a youngster, we prayed the rosary as a family. It would be after dinner in the living room, and I can't remember if it was every night of the year or it was just during May or October. In fact, it may have been in October. The reason I say that is because it was dark outside. I remember that much, right? So in May, it's not dark outside, right? After dinner, it's still light, and October is the month of the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we did it every night, but we did it some. And to me, it was a great memory because you had the whole family there. It wasn't ready for primetime TV. I mean, there's fooling around and the dog would be walking through and someone might fall asleep, but it was
okay.
A family together. And we had a sense we were doing something really important. We're praying for the world. We're praying for peace. We're praying for our family members. We're praying for the soldiers in the Vietnam War, whatever it was, right?
Yeah, and I love that. So when you donate today, and remember, every minute during this hour is a partnership challenge. We have generous donors just like you who are going to match any amount that you give during this hour of the Cale Clark Show. And just simply go to relevantradio.com. It's easy. It's secure. It's encrypted. It's safe. Hackers can't get to it. It's going to be used to promote the kingdom. Relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. Or you can call 877-291-0123. And I love that. And the Family Rosary Across America is just one of the great programs that your donation will help to support. And when you talk about the Family Rosary, and You just mentioned a dog walking through. I don't know if you can hear my dog barking upstairs. We just got a new dog. My daughter, Michaela, you hear her voice at the end of every show.
Sure.
She just turned six, and we got her a puppy.
Oh,
and
gosh.
It's not exactly a small puppy. It's a black lab. She's 5 months old, but she's already way bigger than I can handle, I think, at this point. But anyways, so apologies if you hear the dog barking. But these things happen in a home, and the heart of every home father, of course, is a mother, and I'm sure that was true in your home too. When we think about the heart of the church, we find Mary there. And you've kind of, in essence, made this a bit of a Marian year here at Relevant Radio with our new initiative, Miracles, Mysteries, and Mary. Can you tell us about that? Why now?
Right. Well, actually, that wasn't my idea. It came from the marketing team.
Oh, hey.
And I think what they did is they saw what happened over the last 18 months in these promotions we did. So first, my book, Mary at the Crossroads of History, was hugely attractive to our audience. Over 100,000 people asked for copies of it.
Wow.
And then this past year, we did Treasures of the Rosary. Another 80,000 people asked for that. And they thought, wow, you know, let's keep riding this wave. So during the course of the year, there are a dozen or more feast days of the Blessed Mother in the calendar, and they kind of took that idea and said, let's do something on that and promote it. And when they came to me with trying to promote devotion to Our Lady, I mean, that's a slam dunk. I'm not going to say no to that, because I know Our Lady has really, really helped us. And I think it's going to be a nice platform to move into probably next year promoting the Holy Eucharist, because Mary's the mother of the Eucharist, and the Bishops' Conference is really kind of promoting that. So tomorrow, Friday, for anyone who signed up for this promotion this year called Miracles, Mysteries, or Mysteries, Miracles, and Mary, they will get an email for free to their box, and they get three things. They're going to get a four-minute video that I just recorded with about the Shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes, and they'll see pictures of Lourdes there. They'll also get an email that tells about the story, and then a link to a longer article that tells all about the miracle of 1858 in St. Bernadette. And this can inspire people. It can help them. It not only increase their knowledge and their sense of the Catholic culture, but also give them that desire to go to Jesus through Mary. And that was a insight of St. Jose Maria. If it wasn't his, at least he repeated it. He said, to Jesus we always go, and to him we always return through Mary. There's a certain wisdom there, because Mary's one of us. She's not God. She's human. And she kind of bridges that gap between humanity and divinity, and she understands us. So I'm glad we can do that. In fact, I will publicly give credit, and I won't know for sure that this is true until I get to heaven, if I ever get there and God shows me, but I will publicly credit Our Lady of Good Health, H-E-A-L-T-H, that I never got COVID during this pandemic.
Yeah,
because
so far.
From the very first day. So far, right? Knock on wood, but I've been completely surrounded by it, right? And I haven't gotten it, so I credit Our Lady of Good Health for protecting me, and we've been promoting that devotion every day after Mass since the very beginning of the shutdown. And so I think she did a favor for me.
I think she sure did, and I remember you telling me you sat at a dinner next to a guy who had COVID. He was coughing and hacking everywhere, and somehow, miraculously, you didn't get it. I think Our Lady knows the work that you're doing is so important. We need you here at Relevant Radio. We're thankful for what you do. Really want to thank you, Father Rocky, for coming on the show today. It's been such a pleasure catching up with you and sharing a little bit about your heart and the heart of what we do here at Relevant Radio, reaching the world for Christ through the media. Thank you so much, Father.
Thank you so much, Cale. Please keep up the great work you're doing.
God bless. I'll try my best. All right. We'll be right back. Hang with me. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Here from Trending with Tim Ray. Cale, it has been quite the week. We have achieved so much here at Relevant Radio as people have said, yes, we want to reach out. We want to support Relevant Radio. We are giving, and we are giving from the heart. We are more than halfway to our goal of $3 million. Perhaps you haven't donated yet. Now's the time. What are you waiting for? You love the Cale Clark Show. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show. Maybe you can give $20 today. Maybe you can give $5,000 today. A little bit helps. Father Rocky was saying earlier, if every listener gave 17 cents, we would be totally funded. So what that's can incredible. You give today?
That's great. And you can do that. 17 cents, it's doubled. $1,700, it's doubled. We have a partnership challenge this hour, Timory. 877-291-0123. Got to say that slowly. Sometimes people say, you said it too fast. 877-291-0123. That's the phone number. That's a toll-free line to talk to a human, a friendly voice on the other end. But you can also go very, very quickly. Yeah, maybe you're going from place to place and you don't have time to make a call, but you can go to relevantradio.com or you can tap the app. The Relevant Radio app will take you there too. Just click where it says donate now and you can find out about all the wonderful premiums, the gifts that we have for you. And another thing I wanted to tell you about, Timory, is that recurring gifts, if people can give on a monthly basis and it's a regular gift, that's important too because it helps us. It also helps you, because every time somebody gives an individual gift, of course, there's a lot of paperwork involved. But when somebody gives monthly, that's just a regular thing. It's a little bit easier for us, and it helps your giving to be regular too. But guess what? If somebody joins our recurring gift society, which we call the St. Joseph's Recurring Gift Society, Father Rocky goes to Canada every year where I live, and he somehow gets through the truckers, and he gets to the Oratory of St. Joseph in Montreal, and he prays for your intentions specifically. And also at the National Shrine of St. Joseph in Wisconsin. You're remembered in our daily masses and prayers in our chapel every day here at Relevant Radio. And we offer special prayers for all of our St. Joseph Society members on his feast days, March the 19th and also May 1st, Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. But here's the kicker. Your recurring gift is matched 100% for the entire year, this first year of your donation. When you donate during this hour right now, but it's only available right now for the next few minutes, 877-291-0123. Go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Give from the heart.
Relevantradio.com, the easiest way to give. It's not too late. 24 people have stepped up. You can be next.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Welcome back to the program. My thanks to Father Rocky Hoffman for stopping by in the first half of the program. If you missed our very fun conversation, then you're going to want to check the podcast. It comes out about an hour after the show. You should be able to find it wherever you get your podcasts and also on the Relevant Radio app and on relevantradio.com. Well, once again, that studio line to call in and talk to me here on the Cale Clark Show is 888-914-9149. You can also follow me on Twitter at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And you know what? Here's a story that went viral on Twitter and many other outlets. Lots of media outlets were reporting on this, including National Public Radio, The Washington Post. Some Canadian doctors, and I had nothing to do with this, but I think it's a good thing. Some Canadian doctors are now prescribing to their patients when they're writing their prescriptions, that little RX. You know, I don't know what RX stands for. Does anybody know? Let me know. 888-914-9149. I guess I could Google it myself, but at any rate, doctors in Canada are now prescribing for their patients, quite literally, a walk in the park. There's a new program that Canada Law launched last month, and some doctors now have the option of giving people a free annual pass to the country's national parks. We have some beautiful national parks in Canada, as well as, of course, in the United States. There are so many of them in North America. We're blessed with a lot of great nature. Why are they doing this? Well, they are prescribing these free park passes because they're trying to get people outside. They're trying to get people out into God's creation. Now, I don't think they're doing it for religious reasons, but the program is actually called PARKS, and that's spelled P-A-R-X, you know, with the small x. Get it? You know, the prescription sign, R-X, PARKS. Okay. I thought it was pretty clever. And the British Columbia PARKS Foundation started this initiative along with PARKS Canada. So they gave doctors in four Canadian provinces 100 park passes, and they can prescribe them. It's just incredible. So what they really want is people to get out in nature 2 hours a week, at least 20 minutes at a time. And that's what's suggested. Now, this is really, really cool. And the reason why they do this, and the program director was quoted as saying, given the growing body of evidence, that indicates nature time can improve all kinds of different physical and mental health conditions. We're hoping that our Parks program not only improves patient health, but reduces costs to the healthcare system and helps to grow the number of people who are more engaged environmental advocates. All right, so I find that to be pretty fascinating. And in the United States also, there's something similar going on. There's a National Parks, again, with the RX initiative that started about 10 years ago, a group of healthcare providers, community leaders, they formed this movement. And there's been a lot of research. They're right about one thing. There's been a lot of research pointing to the mental and physical health benefits of simply just spending some time outdoors. And in fact, in 2019, there was a study that was done that concluded that people who spent between 120 minutes, that's 2 hours or more, outside per week, they had positive effects on their general health and overall well-being compared to those who didn't go outside at all. And of course, during the pandemic, the great temptation has just been to, you know, sit on the couch, watch Netflix. Of course, you're going to be listening to Relevant Radio too. That's a given. That's a given. But I just really think this is a fascinating idea, the idea of doctors, medical doctors, prescribing a walk in the park. I love it. I think it's really, really cool. And that got me thinking, there aren't just physical benefits and health benefits to being outside. There are also spiritual benefits too. And I remember taking a course once where we kind of looked at different ways that people connected with God. And one of the ways that people can encounter God is through nature. Now, we've all met people who say, oh, I don't go to Mass. I worship God in the woods. Well, number one, have you ever actually done that? Have you ever actually gone out there and worshiped God in the woods? Well, I know that Pope John Paul II did. He took students on canoe trips, and they actually flipped over the canoe. They went hiking. They went canoeing. Flipped over the canoe. He'd set up a crucifix on top. And that would be his altar, and he would celebrate Mass for these young adults. Really, really cool. You've probably seen the uber cool pictures of a young JP2 doing just that. He was a real man's man. He loved to do that sort of stuff, get outside and hike and ski. There's that famous story of him skiing as Pope. He would sneak out of the Vatican. He'd get some Swiss guards to sneak him out of the Vatican. And then he would go skiing incognito while there's this little boy who recognized him on the ski slopes. He's like, aren't you the Pope? And he was like, just kind of winked at him and said, you know, kid, keep it quiet. He had to take off because, you know, people realized he was there, and it just became a mob scene. But I just love that. I think that's so cool. And this idea of connecting with God through his creation, I think is really important. So here's a question for you. You can call in right now, 888-914-9149. What is your preferred path of connection with God? Now, we can connect with God in anything and everything. That's what being Catholic is all about. It's the whole thing. It's the whole enchilada. Catholic means universal. It means according to the whole. But some people connect with God better through, say, reading scripture, reading his word. I think we have to connect with God in all things, but I think for each person, there's sort of a preferred option, right? And maybe it's scripture. Maybe you listen to the Faith Explained program. We do these Bible studies on the program. I know many of you guys love that. And scripture's your thing. Or maybe it's liturgy for you. Maybe it's going to Mass. Maybe it's connecting with the sacraments. Maybe the sacramental life is really where you feel God's presence the most. And the great thing about the sacraments is that whether you feel it or not, he's there. And that's undoubtedly the case, especially with the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Let your senses not, you know, your senses may try to deceive you, but what they're telling you is not what's really going on. Under the appearances of this bread and wine, it is Christ. Still looks like bread, tastes like bread, feels like bread, but it's not. It's no longer bread after the consecration. It's Christ. It's Christ wearing the disguise of bread and wine. And like you might go out for Halloween, Jesus comes to us in this very humble disguise. And I love that. I love that. 888-914-9149. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Maybe it's through music. A lot of people are touched by God through music. And music is very important for the soul. There have been all these near-death experiences, and I hope one day to do a show on near-death experiences or NDEs. A lot of people say that when they've come back from the dead, they heard the most beautiful, indescribable music that they'd ever heard in the afterlife. And eventually, they did come back for whatever reason. They didn't die, or they were dead for a while, and they were resuscitated. But I think music is important for reaching the soul. So how do you connect with God best? But when it comes to God's creation, getting outdoors, I do think there's a lot we can pick up on this. And if you haven't really thought about this before, this idea of the national park, you know, prescription really made me think about this. And obviously, when you're out in nature, let's say you're at a park like Yosemite, you see the grandeur of God's creation, and it kind of has this effect of making you feel small, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, because then you realize how great God is. You know, how great thou art, right? That hymn, that really sums it up quite well. You know, nature really tells us a lot about God. Now, it's not, we need more than natural revelation, but that's a big part of the picture. That's a big part of the picture. We can learn about God's attributes. When we look at the beauty of creation, the great redwood trees in California, we think, wow, like how beautiful is God that he created this beautiful tree or this beautiful garden, whatever it may be. It speaks to God's beauty. It speaks to his power. It speaks to his intelligence, the intricacies of nature, his creativity. And think about what, I bring this psalm up a lot because it's one of my favorites, Psalm 19. And I'm going to read to you from kind of a more modern translation. It's not necessarily my favorite, but it does speak to the message quite well. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard, yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and their words to all the world. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The very creation speaks to his grandeur. And so this is something Paul picks up on too in the New Testament in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 is a really good chapter on natural revelation. Here's what Paul says. St. Paul wrote, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God." Romans 1:20. So nobody can say, "Well, I didn't know anything about God. I never did." Hey, even the very creation speaks to him and his power and tells us some really important things. The book of nature. There's the book of nature, and then there's the book of scripture. They both speak to the reality of God. We're going to talk more about this after the break, but if you have a take on this, what's the way that you connect with God best? 888-914-9149. Be right back. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Hey, I want you to listen right now to this miracle moment.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I heard one of the commercials for the pledge drive, and a gentleman was talking about how he was nervous about going back to confession. And I wanted to share that I actually went back to confession this past weekend for the first time in nearly 20 years. And your show has really been instrumental to that. And I was just really nervous, also ashamed, but I just felt wonderful coming out of the confessional and received communion. I just would, if that person is listening, I know how it feels to feel ashamed and feel nervous about going back, but I just would strongly recommend going back. The sacrament is a gift. Not to sound melodramatic, but I felt almost brand new, like a big burden had been lifted off of my shoulders.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Hello, hello. It's so good to be with you. Thank you for stepping up and supporting us here at Relevant Radio. If you would like to give, it's our pledge drive. We need $3 million, and now is the time. This is your last opportunity. You have 15 minutes today to support the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. So please give online, relevantradio.com. If you're listening on the Relevant Radio app, you can tap the banner there, or give us a call to donate, 1-877-291-0123. We are waiting to take your generous gift to continue to do the work we do here.
Absolutely, Timory. And once again, that number is 877-291-0123. Give from the heart. It's February. Valentine's Day is within this month. And the heart of Christ is really the one that we want to be beating within our own hearts. We want to show that love of Christ to not only our spouses or our significant others, but also to every single person that we meet. And so we help you do that here on Relevant Radio. So go to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, to make your gift. And by the way, every gift that is given during this hour, as Timory says, is 100% matched by generous donors just like you. Thomas in Chicago gave a gift today of $500. That becomes $1,000. Thank you, Thomas. Catherine in Milwaukee. Okay. Producer Lucas has broken out the kazoo. You know that it's big time when the kazoo comes out. Catherine in Milwaukee also gave $500, becomes $1,000. John in Sacramento gave $100, which becomes $200. Anna in Bakersfield, California gave $50. Thank you so much. That becomes $100. Nice to see California, the West Coast, representing. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for your gifts here on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. If the show has meant something to you, if you found it to be enlightening, hopefully entertaining a little bit, and helps you to reach your friends, your family, your neighbors for Christ, we really want you to join the family, give from the heart, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, and call 877-291-0123, Timory.
Cale, it's such a joy to have you here at Relevant Radio. And, you know, it's easy to take for granted what we have. You know, you get in your car and you think, yeah, Cale's there. I'm listening to Father Simon. But we are here because of you, because of your generosity.
That's right.
Our Lord has truly blessed this ministry with incredible people like Cale, who is here to serve, to give, to take those difficult questions you have, to inspire you in your faith. So please step up in faith and support Cale Clark. Give from the heart, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. Tap that banner if you're listening there. Give now. You have 13 minutes to give, and we would love to hear from you.
This is the Cale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
Welcome back to the program. 888-914-9149 is the studio line if you want to call in and have a take on what we're talking about right now. Talk about the fact that some doctors in North America are prescribing trips to national parks, all expenses paid, because they want their patients to get out into creation for their health, for their mental well-being. And I'm arguing that it's good for your spiritual well-being too. And we talked about before the break the fact that the Bible speaks of how creation tells us something about God. This is known as creation theology, natural revelation. Everybody knows a little bit of something about God just from creation, even if they've never picked up a Bible, even if they've never walked into the Catholic Church or a Catholic parish. And it's kind of like the sunshine, right? God's truth. Everybody on earth gets a little bit of sunshine. Some get more than others. In Greenland, maybe they need a bit more vitamin D. If you're living near the equator, you are bathing in it, right? If you're down in sunny Florida or California listening to the program right now, you know what I'm talking about. But it's like that with God's truths. But nobody can say that they don't get any sunshine. Nobody can say that they don't get any light, that they don't know anything about God. That's what St. Paul tells us. People have no excuse. So we've got to act on what we know. Now, natural revelation by itself isn't quite enough, though, because it can't tell you why do bad things happen to good people sometimes? Why does God allow something terrible to happen like this? Why are there natural disasters? These are all big questions. What happens after we die? You're not going to find that out by looking under a rock, but you need actual revelation from God to make that happen. If you want to know God's name, he's got to tell it to you. So this is why we need more, and this is where the church comes in. This is where supernatural revelation comes to us through the church. So we don't worship nature. Unfortunately, some extreme elements of the environmentalist movement want to kind of worship Mother Earth as a goddess. No, that's paganism. In fact, that's idolatry. We do have to take care of our creation. It is our common home, and St. Francis talked about that. Pope Francis talks about that. Even Pope Benedict talked about that. People forget that he talked a lot about taking care of this earth as well. But it points us to God. And what's most important, of course, in creation is the human person. The universe was created for the human person. Okay, we're not parasites on the earth, as some would have us believe. No, no, no. We are the very pinnacle of creation. Creation was basically created for man and woman so that we might find God through it. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. 888-914-9149 is the number to call toll free. If this connects with you, this idea of connecting with God through the creation. And again, there are these two books, right? The book of creation, the government of the universe. It's like a beautiful book. But then we also have, of course, the book of Scripture. We talked about that letter of St. Paul, Romans chapter 1, verse 20. God's eternal power and divinity is really clear from the things that he has made. And this should be enough, generally speaking, to convict us and say there's got to be a powerful creator. And really, people are without excuse. And so what we really need to do is figure out how we can connect with God. Now, maybe going to a national park, maybe getting one of these, finding one of these doctors and getting them to write you this prescription is not feasible. But here's some things that you can do on the regular every day where you can connect with God's creation, maybe in a small way, maybe in a big way. Some people like gardening. I don't have the patience for it, that's for sure. My wife does it a little bit. But some people talk to God when they garden, and gardening is a great metaphor for the spiritual life, uprooting the weeds so that the good plant can grow. And the weeds in our life, it's like our temptations, our sins, the things that keep us from flourishing, from bearing the fruit that God wants. So many spiritual applications to gardening. You could just take a walk. If you have a pet, you know, you need to walk your dog anyways. So why not talk to God as you're walking? You could pray the rosary as you're walking. Maybe you can listen to a podcast of the Family Rosary Across America. But that's a good thing to do too. How many conversations did Jesus have with people on the road? Think about the road to Emmaus, right? He walked and talked with them for a long time. And you can have those little talks with Jesus too, like that hymn. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it all right. You can do that as well. You can watch, I don't know, one of those Planet Earth documentaries, you know, maybe with your family, and give thanks to God for the glory of creation, kind of praise him as you're watching this. That's something you could do in the home. Even having a plant on your desk, that might help you to think about God and his creation. Or how about some flowers? Hey, bring some flowers to your wife for Valentine's Day, guys. You know, that's a little tip from me. Timory had some Valentine's Day tips for the guys last night. That's my tip. And it reminds me of a great story that was told by the writer Makoto Fujimura. When he was just married, he was a newlywed. He and his wife didn't have much to their name. And in 1983, they moved to Connecticut so his wife Judy could pursue her master's degree. And he was teaching at a school for special education students, and he was painting at home, really tight budget. And one day, Makoto said that his wife Judy came home to their small apartment. And at the time, he was worried about how they're going to pay the bills that month. How are they going to cover the rent? The fridge was looking pretty bare. No cash was left in the bank. Then she walks in, and she had brought home a huge bouquet of flowers. And Makoto said, he got really upset at her. And he said, how could you think of buying flowers if we can't even eat? And her reply, he said, has been etched in his heart for over 30 years. She told him, you know what? We need to feed our souls too. We need to feed our souls with God's beauty. I love that. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Talk to you tomorrow. But first, don't go away. I've got a very special message for you with Timory right now.
Okay, this is it. You have 5 minutes to support The Cale Clark Show. Timory here working with Cale, and we're asking you, we are slowly approaching that $2 million mark. We need $3 million by tomorrow afternoon. Help us to make our way to $2 million tonight so that by the end of the evening, no one has to worry about that extra little bit. We can make that last million past the finish line tomorrow afternoon to continue to bring the good news of Christ through the media here at Relevant Radio, in your car, in your home, across the nation, and even other countries too, from Canada. I mean, we hear people all the time. I hear from people who are listening in Japan, and yeah, we are bringing Christ to the nations just as Christ told his disciples to do.
That's right. Call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com. You can give securely online. We've got a special gift, a special talk for you that we'll email to you if you give online. It's by Father James Kubicki. He's a great favorite of ours here on Relevant Radio. It's called The Joy of Confession. You can also get that by donating on the Relevant Radio app. And Timory, this is really your last chance because guess what? Tomorrow night, we have a regular show. The pledge drive will be over. This is the last opportunity on the Cale Clark Show to give to our pledge drive, give from the heart. And hey, you mentioned Canada, Timory. Patricia in British Columbia, she said, I gave up regular radio since I found Relevant Radio. I can always turn to you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Jill in California says, God is what inspired me to give. I feel like there are messages he wants us to hear that are provided by others. It's always best to listen and comply. He's always providing us opportunities to help others or do the right things. Thank you so much for your donation and for your testimony, Jill. Also want to thank Paul in Morton Grove, Illinois, who's just given $120 to Relevant Radio. That has become $240. Thank you so much, Paul. Really appreciate you. And once again, we've got a partnership challenge going here for the next 3 minutes. Any gift you give will be doubled. And if you give to our recurring gift society, if you make your donation a monthly donation, guess what? Your donation will be matched for the entire year. I think it's a great way to really multiply our impact for the kingdom. We've got to multiply disciples in this world for Jesus Christ, Timory.
The concern always is, are there enough people to go out? Are there enough people willing to go out and share the good news? Maybe you're timid. Maybe you feel uncomfortable sharing your faith, but you listen to Relevant Radio and you feel emboldened by what Cale Clark has to say, by what Patrick Madrid shares, by the guests on Drew Mariani's show. You know, you are inspired. Well, you're inspired to go out and speak, but you can also be inspired to give so that other people can be emboldened just like you by hearing the good news of Christ here at Relevant Radio. So we're asking you to join 74 other people who have stepped up this hour, more than 1 minute, and who have said, yes, thank you, Cale. Thank you for all that you're doing here at Relevant Radio. Please keep it up. And so I'm going to support you today. So if you want to do the same, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, are the easiest ways to give now.
Absolutely. And you can also call this number, 877-291-0123. It's 877-291-0123 if you want to talk to somebody. And I just want to say, I am so thankful to every single person who has donated. I know it's a sacrifice. And if you can't donate financially, I understand that. These times have been tough for a lot of people. We just ask for your prayers. Please pray for Relevant Radio. Please pray that we'll meet our goals so that we can continue to bring Christ to the world through the media. We really appreciate that. And we pray for all of our listeners as well. It's just one big family. We want you to give from the heart. This is our pledge drive. This is the last really minute of the show, the pledge drive for this week. So I'm going to just make one last appeal from the heart. Please, please, if you can, if your heart's starting to thump, it's time to jump. Go to the phone, 877-291-0123. Go to the app or go to relevantradio.com, Timory.
Relevantradio.com. That's right. Give now. You have a little less than a minute to support the Cale Clark Show here on Relevant Radio. Quick, type those numbers in. 1-877-291-0123. Relevant Radio app. Tap the banner. We are so thankful for all the great gifts you've given us. We're working our way toward 3 million. We've almost hit 2 million. So give and give the largest gift you're able to give to support Relevant Radio and Cale Clark today.